Hi, welcome to Awareness of the Soul with your host, Vincent Sandy. Today's topic is cooperate with the universe. How can you cooperate with the universe so that it is a two-way dialogue and not just a one-way dialogue, either the universe towards you or you towards the universe, and you not listening or you not receiving or something in the numbers if you want to call. I'll be here taking your calls, and I'll be happy to answer all questions you might have. It's 877-876-5227, and this is toll-free for U.S., 877-876-5227. Or, for U.S. and Canada, toll-free, 888-815-9756. For U.S. and Canada, 888-815-9756. Or you can call the direct line, no matter where you are in the world, just pick up a phone and call 001, dialing the international code for U.S., and then 530-876-3222. And I'm here again on this amazing island where I'm giving yoga retreats. And the island is called Konghai. It's one of the most beautiful islands in Thailand. You should see the sea. It's amazing. So clean, so blue, beautiful islands around and rocks around. It's like one of those pictures that you can see on the magazine. And if you want to check out these audios, which is really cheap, and if you really are in need of a holiday, just go here, come here, go to the website yogatraveler.com, which is two L's, yogatraveler.com, and they have different locations, and just check out for the location in Thailand, and which is an amazing location. And you will see that the trips over here are not so expensive after all, and you can have your dream holiday now, which is amazing. Then you get to spend time with me. You get time to get all the questions that you want, to talk about whatever you like, to go through yoga classes, and in the morning there are going to be workouts, but in the evening we're going to give meanings to the posture. We're going to do the other side of Hatha Yoga, which is called mind-shifting yoga, where we put meaning, power, and mind power behind what we do and to achieve something in life. But let's talk about also, you can go to my website, www.joycelestial.com, and open a free account. And that free account, there are some articles, audio techniques, and various stuff that you can just access for free. So just go there. I'm planning to expand the section even more. So just go there, open your free account, be there. I'll promise I will send you only newsletters when I feel it is necessary to communicate something. Therefore, I decided not to send too many newsletters because some people get bored about it and totally understand that. But every time there is something really worth communicating, then I will send you a newsletter so that you will know. Yeah, either if you're my member, I will tell you when new stuff are for free on the internet, or if something new really comes out, then I'll let you know. So today's topic, cooperation with the universe. First of all, let's focus on this topic quite deeply. Let's start at the superficial level, you know, the outer layers, and then we start delving deeper and deeper and deeper. First of all, I really advise you, abandon the idea that you're going to do everything on this world, you and yourself, alone. Because you're not alone, because you're part of a whole, because you need the planet to walk on, because you need gravity to stay on this planet, so you are cooperating with the universal forces. You need love, you need peace to, you know, keep on living in a nice way without destroying yourself. You need to cooperate with universal forces in order to achieve things in life. You need orchestration. You need something at work behind you that will make things available. And yes, there is the saying that we always hear, God helps those who help themselves. And I believe that is true. But also, if you help God, God will help you even more. And let's remember also one thing. Once we are in this life, one of our main purposes is to understand how we can cooperate with the universe, how we can bring and unite our universal self with our own little self. You see, if you put a barrier between you and whatever else is around you, what will happen is that you will remain alone and you will make a huge effort to do things, to make things happening, while it could be much easier. And yes, obviously there are a few things that we need to consider. When we deal with life, there are three things. One is your business, what you can do. Another thing is what people can do, what other people around you can do, what other people affair is in your life, okay? And then there's another thing that we cannot control. This is already the second stuff we cannot control. We can only control what we can do. And then there is a third thing, which is controlling, which is controlled only by God, by the universe. So you see, you're only one part of the three that you can control. You can control only your decisions, only your action. You cannot control another person's action. You cannot control what God is going to do in your life, right? So how do you cooperate with the universe in order to make things easier? So let's say, I'm not saying that you should be a beggar and say, please, universe, I know that I'm small, please give me something, help me to do something. No, I mean a healthy cooperation. If you start cooperating with the universe, and then we're going to explore how that can happen, then you will realize that the right tools, the right timings, the right situations, circumstances, the right people, the right mind state, the right energy, the right emotional freedom will be available to you, because these are the things that you need to achieve something. Like, you need emotional freedom, you need to have the right mind state, you have to understand what's in front of you, you need also to have a certain balance in the mind so that you can have vision of what's really happening, right? Because even things are happening in front of you, but you cannot see them because you're totally out of balance. How can you expect to take any advantage out of it? So you need energy also to achieve things. You need people, circumstances, situation, right tools, abilities, skills. So once you start cooperating with the universe will start bringing into your life all these things. If you need the right mind state to get into something, which is for your highest good, obviously, because when the universe comes into play, it's for your highest good and for the highest good of all the people around you. The right mind state will be acquired. In other words, you want to achieve something, but maybe you don't have the right mind state, then you will find yourself in situations where you will acquire the right mind state in order to do that. But in order to make these things happen, you will have to openly, cooperate with the universe. Say universe, God, whatever is your concept, can also be the highest self within the highest potential you might have, or the highest love, the highest truth you might come in contact with. You should say, let me call it God, or the universe, universal intelligence, or cosmic consciousness. God, I want to cooperate with you. I need your help in my life. I need to understand how I can cooperate with you in order to find right love, according to what is the highest good that will make me happy, will make you happy, will make other people happy too. The right career, healthy relationships. I want to have around me a life that is okay, that makes me go, wow, this is fantastic. I like this life and so full of joy, so full of love. So in order to do that you have to cooperate with the universe, because that comes when you're aligned with something greater than you, because you will have a sense of purpose in life. The lack of purpose is one of the reasons why we feel so depressed most of the times. And what is your purpose in life? Well, we're going to do that a little later. We're going to explore this concept a little more. So if you want to cooperate with the universe, first of all, start talking to the universe. I know, you know, some people say, well, I'm crazy. Well, I'm going to do it in silence. Do it however you like, but really mean it. Talk it. And remember, there are two sides of the universe. One is the personal side, and one is the impersonal side. The personal side communicates with you on a personal level. It is that kind of reciprocity that we find. between human beings. And because this kind of reciprocity exists in the universe, and we can see that through relationships, right? It exists also between you and the highest intelligence possible. You need to make that leap of faith in order to communicate, and do it. Because if you do it, things will start to happen, and it will be your relationship with the universe, not somebody else's, which is really important. And of course, you can learn from people who have done it already. You can learn from people who are inspiring you and who have achieved that state of true perfect nature that they are within themselves. Now, people ask me, well, if it's already natural, why should I make an effort? Why should I practice a technique? Well, let me ask you something. If you break your leg, or if you have pain in the leg, let's say, and you need physiotherapy to rebring that leg into its natural state. So logic wants, reason wants, that if you have been living out of joy, out of peace, out of connection with the universe, you're going to do something, maybe some techniques, to bring you back into that natural state. Right? If your leg works badly and you want to fix that problem, you need to do some physiotherapy. So, if in life you are out of tune, then you have to do something to realign yourself. And that's that easy. Now, to overcome obstacles in your life, in order to do something. Now, let's say, okay, I start making an effort. I want to cooperate with the universe. I want to talk with the universe and start talking out in my own words through meditation, through the practices that I'm already doing. And on my website, I also give a meditation technique that will allow you to start communicating. One is for intuition. One is that will help you to communicate intuitively. And another one is a meditation practice. So please, if you don't know what to do, just go there or drop me an email and I will tell you. But you might have your own techniques already, which is great. So you want to do that. You want to start communicating. But still, some people feel it's not enough. Some people feel, well, it might still require time. What do we do now in order to start overcoming a few obstacles that I have in my life? Well, first of all, analyze your life. Make a self-analysis of your life, and there are mainly 12 areas that you should analyze. And this is taken from the science of astrology, which I use not as a predictional tool, but as a way to analyze where your energies are and how they're working. So it's like astrology is a map of your astral body, and it's highly effective, highly effective. This is especially done through the tradition of Kriya Yoga, okay? But let's say there are main 12 parts of your life that you want to explore, and they correspond to the 12 areas of life, to the 12 houses of life in astrology. So we have the first house, which is about yourself, your aura, your physical body, how you appear. And the second is about money, possession, etc. Now, I'm not going to go through all the 12 houses now because I've been going through that many times. Please, if you have any questions, write me an email. I will write to you a summary of the 12 houses. That's fine. No problem. Otherwise, you can go to the archives and download some of the episodes that I've been giving before. Okay, or you can find these informations on the internet very easily, meaning of the 12 houses of astrology, and you will see what comes out. But any of these houses is one area of life. So there's one for your work, one for yourself, one for your mother, one for your finances, one for your education and for law, and one for your liberation, one for understanding, one for friends, hopes, wishes. There are one for your relationship. So every area of life is covered over here. So let's start. The first thing you should do is to see what is the area in your life that you want to improve. So start with what you feel you would like to change. Okay? So maybe there's a part of you that you don't like, or maybe there's a part, an area of life that you don't like, you want to change that. Okay? Or maybe if everything looks fine, there is still something that you have not mastered. And in that case, you should find, for example, you in my own case, I've been a person that is, after a while that I started to do meditation and I was on my own path and I make it mine, after some time, I was the happiest person in the world, I have to say. I could relax my mind on anything I wanted. All supplies, all needs were provided to me and still are. And everything, I have an understanding of things are coming. And I'm not saying this to talk about myself. I'm saying that this, I was just happy. But still, I understand that there are things that I still need to learn. Therefore, I decided, okay, let me just work out on those areas where that I'm not still a master. So I started to do these things. I started to observe that area of life, and now it was. So when I went to see my astrological chart in that area of life, I realized that in all the houses where, regarding this particular area, there were no planets at all. So there are two reasons for this thing. First of all, it is not important in this life. Your karma in this life is not going to be centered there. Or you can create your own destiny. Simply, the page is blank. You can just write whatever you like. And I'm learning how to do that, okay? But for other reasons, most people find it difficult to overcome a certain situation because they have tangible obstacles, either emotional, mental, or through other people. So start with what you feel you would like to change or with what you still have not mastered. So, how do you do that? Now, you're not going to take all the people around there, not going to take all the things at large. You're going to focus on one person that is the symbol for that area. In other words, you want to improve your finances? Visualize a person present now in your life that is the perfect symbol of all the challenges you're going through. If it is work, visualize all one person that is the symbol of your work. It might be your boss. It might be your father. If you don't have a job, maybe somebody has a father that tells them you should find a job or somebody else or your wife, right? That person is the key to sort out the problem of that area of life because people we have around are a reflection of ourselves and of our karma, of what we have to learn in order to overcome our karma. So the people around us in that specific area tell us at which point we are, whatever is happening in our life, what we need to overcome and work to overcome that conflict with that person or in that situation in particular. And I'm not saying sometimes it's impossible to go to that person, and I understand it. If it's possible, try to do it. If it's impossible, then you have to understand that it's not that person in particular that we have to focus on, but we have to focus on the qualities that become strongly evident when that person is around. In other words, those conflicts are manifesting because that person is bringing them up. So the person is not responsible. I mean, it is responsible to bring those things up, but I'm sure that the same person that creates a problem for you in another circumstance is perfectly harmonious. That is because you have your own karma that needs to be overcome. This person is the perfect person for many reasons to reflect all the conflicts and challenges up to you in that area of life. Now, let's say you eliminate the conflict in one of the houses, one of the areas of your life. Then you have to remember you have softened all the other conflicts. They might still be there as well, the other ones, but you have softened all the areas. So I want to give you an example, practical example of this. Let's say you have a problem in the sixth house, which is the house of work and service, okay? So maybe you find a situation where it is difficult for you to have a job where you can actually find a purpose behind, where you can actually find a purpose behind the job. Okay, so you have a problem there. All the people in the environment of your job are actually making you feel totally unhealthy. So you have a problem in the sixth house. There are unhealthy relationships, unhealthy or physically unhealthy, whatever it is. Something is not quite right. So you have a problem on the sixth house. So you go there, you look at the sixth house, and you know that in astrology that is the sixth house. But you don't have to know astrology to approach this process. So you just say, okay, in my work area, I have this person that is a symbol of my problems. If you can sort out the problem with those people, then the other areas around the wheel, all the other 11 areas will be lifted up. Because if your astrological, if your sixth house in astrology creates a conflict, let's say, with the ninth house, which is the house of education, maybe you have a problem because you didn't have the preparation in your life necessary, or the skills or educationalized necessary to do this job before you're not treated correctly. If you sort out a problem in either of these two houses, if they don't cooperate well, because maybe there are two planets in those houses that are conflictual, if you create a situation where you can eliminate the conflict in one of these two houses, then the conflict will disappear. It's so easy because, as Yogananda used to say, you need two people to fight. So you need two elements in order to have a conflict. Otherwise, there's no conflict. Even though it might still be there potentially, but if you sort out a problem with a person that is a symbol in that area, all the other areas don't have anything to cling on in order to make the conflict appear. So the conflict will not appear. You start balancing not only that area of your life, but also the other three, four areas that are creating a conflict thanks to the fact that there's a conflict in the area. I hope that I'm trying to be as clear as possible. I'm trying to explain a very complicated concept, but this is for your own mastery. So take a wheel. Go on the internet and see if you can find an image of an astrological wheel with the meaning of the houses in it. Okay, and see which house is it there for? What is it there in that house particularly? And then start working on each of the section of this wheel. Say, I want to work on this one. And if you have a chance to have a look at your astrological chart and see the conflicts, also maybe through an astrologer, that are there at play, know that if you sort out a conflict with that person that symbolizes something, a conflict going on in that house, you've sorted out lots of problems. Because if one area is balanced and in harmony, its opposites are balanced too, because there are no opposites anymore. If good and bad are fighting each other, once you find the center between good and bad, there are no conflicts because there are no opposites going on. And the conflictual aspects totally disappear. So, cooperation with the universe. You start to cooperate by working with the symbols in your life. Because the universe works and relates to you through a language that is symbolic. It is not through the mere facts that you see. There is a symbol. There are symbols going on in your life. That person that creates a problem for love is a symbol. That person symbolizes certain aspects, certain conflicts within yourself. Therefore, if you start operating at a symbolic level, that means that you don't have to go to that person. Let me say it again, if it's not appropriate, because that person might not be ready to sort out that conflict with you, and then things will make things worse, or you might not be ready even though you think you are. Therefore, things will not improve at all. Or maybe the person is just inaccessible. So you don't have to go there. You just have to think, first of all, that this conflict needs to be sorted out within yourself, because it's in your aura, it's in your astral body, it's in your energy system. Once you sort out that problem, really, then you test it with that person. That person now has become a test. So sort it out first with you, then you go to the, really, and when you really feel that you have sorted it out, then you go to that person and you make a test to yourself. If you sort it out already, then the conflict is not there anymore. You will see. Now, we also have to understand another important concept when we start cooperating with the universe. Now, what is the use of sorting out one conflict before we move on? The use is, once you sort out a conflict, your soul becomes aligned with what you are. You see, if you cannot see the opportunities that the area of life is giving you is because you have your vision blurred. Sorting out that conflict makes your vision clear, makes you balanced, so the alignment with the universe can happen. Once your life is balanced, you will start finding yourself going directly into your purpose in life, because you will not have resentment or desires and attachments towards things that are not yours in this moment. You will move on towards the right thing. Now, another thing that we need to understand is the cooperation with the universe means that there is a twofold cooperation. In other words, if you need the universe to give you something, then you must consider what it is that you give to the universe, right? It's a two-way cooperation. It's not just one way. And this is the new era. We all feel a call to do something for the universe and something for ourselves too. And the reason why this does not happen for many people is because what is it that they want to give to the universe, even though they have good intention, is still for selfish purposes. For selfish purposes, because they want to just get out of what they are. They don't really feel a compelling call. They do it because they suffer, and they don't do it because they want to do it. First of all, say, if this is your case, just say to yourself, yes, I am in a situation that I don't like, and speak that to the universe. Speak it, because it's really important creating this dialogue. Yes, I want to help because I am in a situation that I don't like. It's true. But this is the trigger for me to create a strong cooperation that is true and is twofold since now on. Help me to learn not to do things for my own selfish motives, but for the good of myself and also of all the people around me. And this brings you to your next step, which is your purpose in life. And what's your purpose in life? No matter what you do, your purpose in life is to help in uniting spirit with nature, into bringing the divine, heaven, paradise on this planet, on earth. You remember the Lord's Prayer, on earth as it is in heaven. Spirit and nature, bring them back together. Purusha, spirit, from the Vedic and Yogi tradition, and Prakriti, nature. Unite them. Yoga, union. You see, yoga does not have to do with religion. Instead, maybe it has to do with the real meaning of religion, which comes from the words rilegare, which means reunite, unite yourself back. But it's not a dogma. It's not a belief system. It's not a religion. It is a methodology and a way of life. So, once you understand that this is your purpose in life, then you have to understand what is your place in it, right? How do you do that? So, okay, I want to bring heaven on earth. That's fine. I want to unite spirit and nature. How do we do that? Then you have to ask yourself this question. Write it down. Write down the answer now. You say to yourself, yes, universe, I want to cooperate. I want to find my purpose in life. I want to bring the divine on this planet. I want to bring heaven on earth. I want to unite spirit and nature. Ask yourself now, what problems are in the way between uniting spirit and nature, in uniting spirit with nature, bringing the divine on earth, that you can see? And I'm talking on a planetary level, or not just for yourself. I'm talking on a general level, on a human level in general. What are the problems that need to be sorted out that are in the way of this for this process to take place, to bring heaven on earth? What can you see? What problems can you see happening? Really, be honest with yourself. Then, once you understand that, you have to understand your purpose in life is to bring the divine on this planet according to the problems that you see that you want to sort out. So your purpose is to bring some sort of solution to correct problems of people, of a larger community outside of yourself. Once you start doing that, you will see that you're starting to stay in tune with the universe. The cooperation with the universe becomes really active, because it's not that the universe is just giving you things. You start giving back to the universe. And once you are aligned in this process, there's nothing that will stop you. You will be overall protected by God, by the universe at all times, because there's something real and true going on behind all that you're doing. So, let's recap. Your purpose in life, in everyone's life, is to bring heaven on earth, paradise on this planet. And obviously, by doing so, helping the planet to uplift itself so that they can live their own true nature in God, obviously. But now, the world is not living that reality at 100%. Some people probably are. But we need to understand that our purpose is to help this process. So what are the problems that you can see? Because you can only act on this world as you can see it. As you can see the problem, that's the solution. That's the where you can actually give a contribution. If you can see a problem happening, that means that the universe is telling you there's a problem there. Can you please help to bring a solution over here to correct this problem? So, this is the purpose in life. And how do you do that? You do that through your own talents. You have your own talents, right? You have talents of three kinds. One is the talents that for you are like a second nature. Maybe some people might not have it, or maybe you don't consider it a talent, but those things that you do very well naturally, those are great talents you have developed. Maybe in a past life you believe in that. If you don't believe in that, there's anyway talents that you can use. Then you have talents that you must develop that are there potentially. Like, for example, it could be for some people a potential to be a composer or something or anything else, or a potential to make calculation, or potential for having a good business. Those are talents. They might not be, come fully developed, but you can develop them. And then you have hidden talents. And usually, why are they hidden? Hidden because they're usually behind what are your faults. In other words, if a person gets angry easily, it seems quite an unpleasant quality, but behind that anger, if he can channel right that energy, it might become a strong motivator. He can motivate people with that energy. He can grab on people's attention if he can direct it towards something good. So in that case, from a bad quality, can develop a great talent. Okay? So talents are three kinds, second nature talents, talents that must be developed, and then you have your hidden talents that are usually hidden behind your own bad qualities. So you see, everything that is in you can be great. In other words, you try to understand what it is, the problems and the things that you can bring a solution to in order to bring heaven on earth, and you use both three talents, second nature talent, talents that you need to develop, and hidden talents, and see what you can do. And of course, then you have to work on yourself. And how do you work on yourself? I told you before, take an area of your life, choose one symbol, one person or situation or some energies or some qualities that symbolize perfectly what's going on in that area of your life, and start improving yourself so that your true talents are coming out in the best way possible. And you will see things happening. You will see things happening. Okay, let me just remind you that you can go to my website, www.joycelestial.com, and open a free account, connect with me also through the website, and I'd be happy to reply to all the emails I receive. If you have questions, please write me, and I'd be happy to reply as much as I can. Please keep it short, if it's possible. And you can open your free account and have access to to a section full of articles, techniques, recordings, and this section will expand. I'm only one person doing all this, so please be patient, but it will be there. It will still be free, and you will have access to all these things for free. So please just go there. Don't be shy. Send me a note. I would like to know also your feedback. Also, if you have a request, after listening to my radio shows, if you have a request, like, for example, well, I would like you to put on the website this particular thing, if you would talk about this thing, also on the radio, if you have a topic you want to discuss, me to discuss on the radio, just write me an email, www.joycelestial.com. Go to the contact form and write me an email. and then I will try to cover that particular aspect on the radio show. And I will communicate to you. I will communicate to you when is it exactly that I'm going to talk about this show. Okay? About that subject on the show. So let's move on with our topic, cooperating with the universe. That includes, of course, finding your own life purpose, finding your own place in the overall universal mission of bringing heaven on earth, of uniting man with the divine. Now, in order to do that, we have to understand that the universe rewards you, for sure, but through different ways and modalities, not only through a direct giving and receiving process. For example, you might meet someone because you have to give them something. And the universe makes you meet so that you are starting to give them something. Okay? Then you meet someone because he has to give something. And sometimes you meet someone because you have to give them something and they give you something back. That's fine. But you have to understand that in certain situations, you don't have to be attached to receiving something right away. Because it is really important. It is really important. Try to be of help first, and then see what is happening. If you don't receive also, when a person has to receive because you have a, you feel guilty or you feel obliged to give something back, remember, you're also interfering with his universal plan. Otherwise, if you don't give to him, if you meet somebody that you have to give something to, or if you don't receive from him, from her. But always one thing, it's about giving. The person gives to you or you give to them. Giving is the key to receiving because it creates a void. I've talked about this already on my one-on-one on the past radio shows. It creates a void that needs to be filled. Therefore, it keeps things moving. If we only want to receive, then we just block all this movement into ourselves and we're not getting anything. Everything will stagnate. But if we start giving, we create voids. We start giving divinely. We create voids, needs to be filled divinely. Things will move. So giving is the key to receiving. And remember, speak to the universe. Speak with the universe. Create your personal relationship. The universe is your source of everything. It's the main supply. At the beginning, I said there are three things. There is your... This is what also a great life coach says, and I perfectly agree with him. It's Michael Neal. He says, there are three things, God's business, there is your business, then there is other person business, which is you can control, you cannot control, and then there is God's business, which neither of you can control. But if you cooperate with the universe, and in your consciousness, you expand until you touch all the ideal aspects of your life. Here it is. This is where it comes beautiful. You have control over everything. You have control over everything because it's not that single person that brings you something. It is the universe that will inspire a certain person or another one to give you something, to create a situation for you, to help you. And you need help. You're just not alone. We need. But more than needing help, we need cooperation. And this is the true thing. So now, in the remaining time that we have, I would like to guide you through a meditation, which is really beautiful. It will help you to enlarge your vision, enlarge your heart, enlarge your wisdom, and it will keep you aligned with a higher purpose. And you can do this meditation at any time for as long as you like. So let's start now. Let's just relax. First of all, sit with your spine straight and your muscles relaxed. You might want to put both of the feet on the ground. Try to keep your spine straight. Shoulders a little bit away from the ears, shoulder blades together, opening your chest gently up to the sky, chin parallel to the floor. And as you breathe in, breathe out. Releasing tensions, and do it again. As you breathe in, now tense all your muscles, and then breathe out, relaxing all the muscles. Doing one a third time, as you breathe in, tense all your muscles, and then breathe out, relaxing. Close your eyes if you haven't done it yet. Start breathing in and out in your own accord without controlling the breath. And bring up your attention at the point between the eyebrows or on the forehead. If it's still difficult for you, just visualize the mountain top at a distance, looking high and far away. Now, when you look up, you're actually telling your system to go into the state of mind which is super conscious, the part of yourself that is conscious with your highest mind, when the mind works in tune with the divine purpose in your life and with the divine intelligence. So looking up with your eyes closed through the point between the eyebrows, it gives you a higher vision, a higher wisdom, prophetic vision. So look there and visualize a disc. You either visualize it or see it. It's not important. If you cannot see it, visualize it. And this disc might have various colors, which I can tell you now. It can be a gold disc, can be a blue disc, can be a silver disc. Visualize one of these colors and visualize this disc increasing in power, energy, luminosity. And imagine and feel as this disc is having its own intelligence, and this own intelligence is operating within you, and it's a part of you that you didn't know, but you have it. It's there. It is you again. And as you relax with your spine straight and your muscles relaxed, go deep into this vision. And when you already bring this disc down into your heart level, you don't need to feel your heart, just put it there. You will start uniting the heart with this disc naturally after some time. This beautiful astral energetic solar disc is now in the heart, vibrating, pulsating, alive. It is that part of you, part of you that is higher, highest wisdom within you, that connects the heart at its highest level and the mind at its highest level, is there alive at the heart center. And once you feel you have contacted the center of your heart, bring your disc back up into the forehead, to the spiritual eye, the mind's eye, the line between the eyebrows, the root of the nose. And breathing in and out on your own accord, just go deeper into that disc to develop compassion and understanding. What is your purpose in life? Or the reason why you're here? How you can use your talent to bring heaven on earth? And again, bring this disc back down to the heart. And feel this disc is nurturing the heart, and the heart is uniting with this disc again, its highest intelligence. Breathing in out, feeling the energy of this disc emanating powerful divine force from its own center. Is also your own center, a part of you that you didn't know. But now you rediscover. As you breathe in, bring the disc back up onto the spiritual eye. And say to the universe, I am connecting with you. I want to connect with you at any level, personal and impersonal. I know you're with me all the time. I want to be with you all the time. Show me my purpose, show me my way, the right way of living. And as you gather your feeling, the good feelings that you're having through this technique, gather it there at the point between the eyebrows, through this disc. Gather it, continue to gather it. It's this feeling, this request is now gathered there as this feeling, not your words, not your ideas. All your ideas and words are transferred into the spiritual eyes, to the feelings you have. And once they are gathered enough, they just depart away from you, going down deep into the infinite. And open your heart now. Does this come back to you through your heart center, bringing you new feelings, new understanding, even if you don't know what it is still yet? Then ask the universe, thank you for your messages. Thank you for creating a pathway that is so tangible through which I can communicate with you, and ask this disc, ask God, ask the universe that through this practice, through these feelings that you've now received, you can understand his messages, and say, please translate the language of the soul, the language of these divine feelings, of this divine light, into a language that I can understand. And this language would probably be symbolic. It would be through images, symbolic images, or sounds, or anything, or other feelings, or you might understand the messages once you forget about what you've been doing until now. Once you are relaxed, once you come back to your activities. And you breathe in now, and breathe out. Breathe in once more and breathe out, keeping your eyes closed. Breathe in again and breathe out. And as you breathe in this time very slowly and softly, open your eyes slowly to bring the benefits of this meditation into your daily life. And thank you for listening. This is Awareness of the Soul with Vincent Sandy. I will be here next week, same time, Saturday, 10 o'clock at 9 for US, or 1 o'clock on Sunday for Thailand. And thank you for listening again. See you next week. Bye.